It's here at last. It's the next big thing in town. It's Ikorodu Oga Radio, a social media and community radio platform like no other. For the best of programming, community news, quality music and entertainment, we are the best. We are ahead of others, always ahead. Listen to us via www.ikoroduradio.com. Ikorodu Radio, always on top.
Top of the moment Africa, top of the moment Nigeria, top of the moment Lagos, top of the moment Ikorodu, Ijede, Ipakodo, Ebute, top of the moment Isiru, Igbogbo Bayeku, top of the moment from wherever you are listening to us from. You're welcome to your number one online community radio, Ikorodu Oga Radio. And it is yet another edition of your favorite program, Issues Around Us. And on this very special edition today, we are doing something very unique, something that is of concern to a lot of key stakeholders in the Ikorodu project, and that's talking about the impact of the rains that came few days back on our community, on our division, the entire Ikorodu as a whole. And to do justice to the discussion, I have some key leaders of most of the communities, community development association across the Ikorodu division here. In fact, it's a pleasure and a privilege and a great honor to have in the studio the CDC chairman for Ikorodu division here in the studio, Alhaji Lukman Shonibare. Alhaji, you're welcome to Ikorodu Oga Radio.
Thank you very much.
Yes, and joining him to do justice to this discussion is the chairman of Unity Estate Community Development Association, that's at Eyita Ojokoro, a community that has also, you know, suffered, you know, in the hands of, you know, these rains in the past years. You're welcome to the studio, sir.
Thank you very much.
Can you please introduce yourself?
Okay, thank you very much. It's my pleasure to be here. The name again is Olusile Abayomi Bamidele.
Okay. Yes, let me come back to Alhaji Shonibare. You are the divisional CDC chairman for Ikorodu division. What has been the activities of your body so far, especially since you took over the reins of administration?
Thank you very much. As the CDC chairman of Ikorodu local government, essentially, when you look at Ikorodu division,
yes, sir,
we have one local government and five RCDs.
Yes.
Each of these local government and RCDs, they have their CDC chairman.
Okay.
But we have in Ikorodu division, we have one local government and five RCDs.
Okay.
Each of these local government and RCD, they have their CDC chairman.
Okay.
And the umbrella body is the division, okay, which I am the chairman, okay, Alhaji Lukman Shonibare. Since I came in as the chairman of CDC, chairman of Ikorodu local government in 2014 November, we were inaugurated in January 2015. We have been trying to bring together CDAs in Ikorodu local government. Incidentally, in Ikorodu local government, we have 158 CDAs. In Ikorodu local government alone, in Ijede, we have 74. In Igbogbo Bayeku, we have 194. Wow. In Imota, we have 46. In Ikorodu West, we have 172.
Wow.
So that's to tell you that we have a lot of CDAs in Ikorodu division.
Yeah.
And in Ikorodu local government, what we have been trying to do is to probably sensitize our people to make sure that what the aim of CDA is about development.
Okay.
When you say community development association, you have to bring yourself together, together
for the development of your community.
Yes, harness resources together for the development of your particular community.
Mm.
And this we have been doing by monitoring the activities of most of this local government. And that's we normally have a meeting once in a month.
Okay.
And in our meetings, we have three representatives from each CDA will attend that meeting.
Okay. For each of the CDA. Okay.
For each of the CDA in my own local government.
All right.
We have the chairman of that CDA, the secretary of each of the CDA,
okay,
and the treasurer of each of the CDA will attend the CDC meeting
every month.
Mm.
When do you hold these meetings, sir?
In Ikorodu local government, we have our meetings last Tuesday of every month.
Okay.
In Ibogbo-Bayeku, it is last Wednesday of every month. In Ikorodu West, third Wednesday of every month. And in Ikorodu North, they have their meetings last Tuesday of the month. And in Ijede, last Thursday. And in Ijede, in Imota, last Thursday. Ijede, last Friday of every month. That is how we hold our meetings. And why do we have this meeting? Essentially, this meeting is called to probably annex problems from various communities.
Okay.
How do we go about this? How do we go about solving this problem? They bring their problem.
Okay.
If there is this for the cities to solve that problem during that meeting, we'll do that.
If it's within
our capacity, we'll solve. If not, we'll ask them to write to us. We'll write a covering note, send to the appropriate quarters. Let's say, for example, the issue of the flood that happens just a couple of days ago.
Yeah.
Some of the CDA wrote to me and I said they should not. What they should do is, the CDC cannot solve that problem.
Mm.
The only organ is beyond the CDC. Even if it's beyond the local government.
Mm.
I now advise them to write to the Ministry of Environment, Ministry of Works, and even write to the Ministry of Local Government, then copy the Executive Governor of Lagos State.
Mm.
By doing this, all these organs, by the time they see this later, they'll be able to react and act or probably send people to look at the extent of damage.
If I may cut in there, sir, what has been the relationship between the CDAs, the CDCs, and the government of the day?
I want to, at this point, express my gratitude to the present governor of this state, Mr. Akin Nwabali. His own government is all inclusive government. Government where the CDA is the target. Now, in situation where the governance is from top to down, his own pattern is from down,
bottom up.
Mm. That is what he wants is whatever he wants to give to everybody, he wants the grassroots to be part of it.
Mm.
He wants the CDA to be part of it. Benefit. Whatever project, to be given to any area, the CDA must supervise that project.
Mm.
And even certify that project is done with the plan, meant for.
Mm.
So that has been the pattern of the relationship. I mean, we have been having meetings, regular meetings. You see, when you look at the Minister of Local Government, who happens to coordinate the affairs of CDAs, we normally have interactive session.
Yeah.
Last Thursday of every month, where various organs of the ministry will come and address us and tell us. Just last Thursday, we had one when this issue of land grabbing was also discussed, and the Ministry of Education came to tell us the various developmental programs in various schools, the rehabilitation of schools, how they are going to build more schools. Apart from that, they have the Commissioner for Health, Dr. Jide, this also came personally to address us about the issue of a national insurance policy, Lagos State national insurance policy, health policy, which will be introduced to people of Lagos State any moment from now. That is part of the development we're talking about.
The cordial relationship
between the CDA, CDC, and even the government.
Okay, thank you very much, sir. Alhaji Lukman Shonibare, the CDC, Chairman Ikorodu Division. We have to quickly go on a brief commercial break, and then when we are back, we'll come to Mr. Abayomi Olushile, who is the Chairman Unity Estate CDA Eyita Ojokoro. Please stay with us.
Only reason, 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 only reason.
You're welcome back. It is still your number one online community radio, Ikorodu Oga Radio. And on issues around us today, we have been doing an x-ray of the flood that wreaked great havoc around communities of Ikorodu Division few days back. And I have some key leaders of community development associations across Ikorodu Division in the studio with me to do justice to this matter and to chart a course, you know, as to how we can avert a reoccurrence of such an unfortunate incident in our community in future. And I have with me in the studio Alhaji Lukman Shonibare, who is the CDC chairman for Ikorodu local government, and he's joined in the studio with Mr. Olushile Abayomi, who happens to be the chairman Unity Estate CDA Eyita Ojokoro. So before we went on that commercial break, Alhaji Lukman was telling us how cordial the relationship between the CDAs and the government of the day has been. Now, you represent a community that I know, you know, has suffered greatly in the hands of floods, bad roads, and so on and so forth. How much of benefit would you say your CDA or communities under Eyita Ojokoro has drawn, you know, from the government of the day, and what are your expectations?
Okay, thank you, Peju. I'm highly impressed with this program, and
let me
first and foremost also thank my CDC chairman, Alhaji Shonibare. He has actually put a pointer to the direction of the CDC towards the CDA. From my own view and from my own look, I will not say we are getting the government support for now. There's no government present in Eyita Ojokoro for now. And that road, I will tell you, has been there for like 1.5 decades now.
That's about 15 years.
15, 16, 17 years. And we're talking of over 5 to 10 million inhabitants there.
5 to 10 million?
I'm telling you, in that, because that road, as I speak, you know, we have over 20 CDAs spread across that road.
Under your jurisdiction?
Not under my jurisdiction.
Oh, okay.
We all spread across that road. The road coming in from Shagamu Road.
Yeah, from Ilepoba.
Yes, you have to network across Eyita Ojokoro down to Ishawu.
Yeah.
So it's a very big road.
Yeah.
And incidentally, we understand it's a state road.
Yeah.
So during the reign of Governor Fashola,
yeah,
he has visited there with his team, but as I speak, nothing has been done. That was about 3 years back. Now, during the recent town hall meeting, heard in the Ikorodu town hall here,
yes,
and that is our honorable Agunbi Ade,
yes,
there we throw that road to him. We presented the issue of the road as bad as it is, but he told us we should be praying that the coming Fort Mainland Bridge has incorporated the road.
Okay.
But for how long are we going to wait? CDA on our own, we have been trying and we are still on our toes. The recent rain that fell, I will tell you, if not for the communal effort, nobody would have gone to their offices or businesses for that day. What we did was to at least, you know, gather money, gather funds, and ensure that at least we put some hardcore on our road and even have to dredge some of these drainages on our home. But even as I speak, those drainages are not standard. These are palliative measures, just for us to at least have a means of movement. So we are calling on Lagos State Government. Thank God that this is the reign of our dear brother, you know, Governor Ambode. He's been picking on so many CDA's inner roads.
Yeah.
So, and I could see that, you know, work have actually commenced on some of these roads. We want to plead with him to at least focus and at least add our road, Eyita Ojokoro, to this, you know, front burner. You know, he also held the recent town hall meeting.
Yeah.
And then we equally presented the issue of this road. And, you know, he said they're going to do it. So we are pleading as we speak. There is little to what we can do. The road is going to take a huge sum of money. And for the community on our home, we've been trying since 16, 17 years. If anybody come in there now, I will still tell you, if you are living in Ikorodu, you will know how much you have spent on your vehicles on a monthly basis. And this road is actually eating deep into our pockets. So we want the government to come to our suffering and at least give us a standard and a drainage road in Itaojokoro.
Okay, thank you very much, Mr. Bayomi Olushile, the CDA chairman for EITA Ojokoro. You have made your point, very good point. Now let us deviate a little, you know, and focus on the impact of the recent rains on our communities. Alhaji Ishonibare, you are the CDC chairman for Ikorodu Division. What are the reports you have been getting from your members across the division?
Thank you very much. The rain that fell just a couple of days ago has really damaged some of our roads. And apart from damaging the roads, we have problems of this flooding in most part of Ikorodu Division.
Yeah.
When you get to Aga area, when you get to Agbasemo area, you have the flooding problems there.
Okay.
Just along Ipakodo Majidu Road, getting to between Ipakodo Grammar School and Majidu Grammar School, Omologede area.
Okay.
The flood there,
it's massive.
Mm. And when you even move there, you go to Agbede area. In fact, let me tell you, in my office, most of my clerks, we are unable to come to office on Monday because of the years they live along that axis, the Agbede area, Ishawu, and they could not come out of their various houses because of the water. In fact, some of them cannot even get out even with vehicle, not the talk of a bike or whatever. So those are the areas where we have this problem couple of days ago. And what we have done is, at our meetings day before yesterday, on Monday we had an emergency meeting, all the city's chairman, and what we said they should do is, we have asked them to probably record the scene. And probably
that's audiovisual recording.
Audiovisual recording.
Okay.
And probably write a covering memo on it. They sent to governor.
Okay.
This they have done. And we will ask them, if you are sending anything to governor, ensure you copy our House of Assembly representative,
yeah,
in person of Honorable Esobi Agunbiade. This I hope they must have done now. And if they have not done it, as soon as I leave the studio now, I will have to remind them to do it. Because the governor cannot be everywhere.
Yeah, definitely.
The governor cannot be everywhere. The commissioners cannot be everywhere. Until you are able to inform them of what happened in a particular area, that is when they will know how to find solution to this problem. Mm-hmm. And that is exactly what you have done. And even if you write, they will not be able to know the level of damage.
Until you see evidence.
Yes, they will be able to know, we need to do certain things to assist these people. Mm-hmm. And let me just take you to Itaojokoro Road. You see, like what the chairman, Mr. Richard, has just said, that road has been there for the past 20 years, not even 15 years.
Mm-hmm.
Recently, my brother has a church along that axis, the church was built almost 22 years ago now.
Okay, and the road has been there.
Yes.
Mm.
So I think we need to beg the present governor of Lagos State, the fourth mainland bridge will solve that problem. In fact, the people there are suffering seriously.
But there should be a palliative measure put in place, at least to cushion the effect of this flooding and the bad roads on residents of this area before the arrival of the Fourth Mainland Bridge. That's my opinion.
Yes, very, very good. You see, what I just want you to know is this. The governor will not want to spend any money now, since they believe that in a few years to come, they have to spend a huge amount of money. I think what we are going to do is, we are going to plead, we will beg probably if the palliative we are talking about, they can do is in form of grants to the CDs.
Okay.
It can in form of grants to, even if you have 20 CDs, and when you look at that area is, how do I call it? We have CDs that belong to Ikorodu North.
Yeah.
We have CDs that belong to Ikorodu West.
Ikorodu Central.
And also have CDs that belong to Ikorodu Central.
Yeah.
So if each of these CDs can beg for grants, and can, all those affected can unearth resources together, they can probably carry out a palliative measure to probably reduce the suffering of that particular area. That is exactly what I think they can do. But for government to spend each amount of money to repair that road now, I'm not sure that can be done, because we have written severally to government. Apart before Mr. Olusole came in, the former chairman has written. Mr. Yeluga has written, and I knew that very well. Mr. Yesoya is along that road, has also written, another CDA he has also written. So many CDA, even in Ikorodu North, they could do it, they have written to government, Government has sent their entourage to assess the level of growth. And nothing has been done for now. I think what they're still waiting for is because they know that there's a very big project that will solve that problem
once and for all.
Yes, and we're also pleading and praying, like what the Honorable Esmeralda said, that we should continue to pray. I will continue to pray that by the time the Fort Miller Bridge is constructed, I'm sure those people in that area will laugh, but we cannot ask them to die before the project comes.
Exactly.
So we have to break and probably appeal to Lagos State government to please come to the rescue of people of Eita, Ojokoro area. They need the assistance of government, and government should please, Governor Ambode, we are crying, we are shouting, we are appealing to you, please come to our aid at Eita, Ojokoro.
And the same, sir, goes for Agunfoye Road, the same goes for Okeota Adibeshe. You know, because it's all across Ikorodu. People are really suffering, and I think the government needs to do something very drastic and fast too about some of these challenges. Now, coming back to the issue of the flood, what are we doing as CDA helmsmen to educate and sensitize our people? Because sometimes the flood is also caused by flooding is also caused sometimes by irresponsible act of some residents or citizens, people who dispose their waste on drainages. I've heard about the community in Bayeku, where somebody bought the canal, designated land for the canal, and built there. And the last rain wreaked very terrible havoc around that area. Livestock were killed, and you know, people could not go out of their homes. They were praying that the rain would not come in. In some areas, they were not lucky the rain, you know, came in. Now, as city executives, what are we doing also to make our people take responsibilities? Because at the end of the day, they are the ones who suffer, not the government.
Thank you very much. You see, we need to carry this campaign not to only CDA, but to all citizens in this country. You see, at our last meeting, but let me just remind you, last environmental sanitation,
yes,
I have to probably personally meet the solar leader of the local government to probably gather some of his management staff so that we can monitor. We can monitor the environmental sanitation exercise so that we can, because we observe that the rain has not started at all. So if we decide to sit down without telling these people what to do,
if we lost one rain, we have so much losses.
Then what are we expecting? So what we are trying to do is, at the last meeting just yesterday, I took time to educate the chairman, the secretary, and the treasurer. Go back home. Go and organize emergency meeting. Go and tell your people. Go and educate them that they should not put their refuse in the drains. They should not do that, because doing that, by the time the problem arises, you are going to face the music. Nobody, you are the one living there. That place is your Jerusalem. That is your Mecca. That is where you have your structures. You can't go to anywhere. If that is the place, please, you have to keep them very well. We have told them. And if you discover that you notice anybody that puts his refuse in the drainage, you report immediately to us. Who ask the environmental officers of local government to arrest such person. And apart from that, we have also advised the lawman. We had a meeting with lawman. Lawman, you need a lot of jobs to do. Some of them go out and collect money from these people, but they won't go there to buy this refuse. So we had meetings with the lawman people, and we told them, come, you have to go to this area at least twice in a week. If you are able to pack their refuse, go there, pack and collect money. If you pack their refuse, they will not be able to dump them in the drains. So if by then you are doing that, if you pack this refuse regularly, so these problems of putting refuse in the drains will reduce. And apart from that, we also beg them, for those of them can afford little drainage in their various streets. Let me give you an example. I am the chairman of Wuna SSCD General Road. What we are trying to do is to make sure that we, as streets, come together street by street. The CDA cannot, as a body, engage in giving you drainage. But what we have tried to do is to we had a meeting sometimes a week ago. I told them, gather yourself street by street. Just put little drainage on both sides of the roads. That will solve the problem of breaking this road and also solve the problem of flooding. This we have been doing, and this we have also asked other CDAs to do. So if you are able to do it, you cannot wait for government. Government, as I know, cannot do everything.
Yes,
we need to at least assist them. The way we can assist them is by just having these small drainages on the roads, so we can keep our roads. Apart from keeping our roads, we can also save ourselves from problems of flooding and all other things that can damage our properties. Thank you.
Yes, can we hear from you, sir, Mr. Lushile, in respect of that?
The recent rain, no doubt, caused a lot of colossal damage to our roads along Eita Ojokoro. I will tell you, once it rains, it's a public holiday for all people residing in my area. And this, to me, is a drain on our economy. It's a drain on their horses. It's a drain on their businesses. So, let's look at the role of local government. People have been at least, doing their best. But I tell you, you hardly even see local government doing anything on these roads. If it is a small drainages, I hear holiday in Ghana, I will tell you, before you could even see a tarred road in Ghana, it will take you federal roads and what have you.
Is that?
But for the local roads, they are constructed in terms of good drainages, and what I think they do there is to ensure that they grade those roads.
They are just
and it's motorable. I tell you, if it is, this is what we can do at the local government level. Our people should try and do that. People will reduce this, shouting on the state government, federal government at all time. There's little to what the community can do. We don't have that resources.
At least they are the ones who come to the community.
That is
to
the
take
issue. We are expecting everybody to do the drainage, to do the road. If you had all this together, meaning that you are simply telling your government not to be functioning.
Exactly.
So let's call a spade a spade. The local government should come out wherever they are hiding. They should at least let people feel their presence. And again, the state government should at least, come to our rescue. This is a state road for that matter. So we want to see that at least during the reign of Governor Ambodi, he has promised us, and I know he will never fail. So we pray that that road will be constructed. I don't want us to wait for the so-called 4 mainland bridge. 4 mainland bridge, is an added value to us. But going by the years of the construction, that made the people of Eita,
we continue to suffer till then.
So we are now saying, okay, whatever that can be done,
as a form of palliative,
so that people on their home will be able to justify the taxation, pay taxes. So for you to generate all this revenue, you must at least put this food on their table also, so that we'll have a means of moving in and out of the area. So
thank you very much, sir. Listeners at home, it has been Issues Around Ikorodu on your number one online community radio, Ikorodu Oga Radio. And we have been engaging the CDC chairman for Ikorodu Local Government, Alhaji Lukman Shonibare, and is joined with in the studio by the CDA chairman for Eyita, Ojokoro Unity Estate, in person of Mr. Olusile Abayomi. I will quickly go on this final short break, and then when we are back, we'll wrap it up on the show. Please stay with us. Yes, you are welcome back. It is still issues around us on Ikorodu Oga Radio, and we have been having a chat with the CDC chairman for Ikorodu Local Government in person of Alhaji Lukman Shonibare and the CDA chairman Eyita Ojokoro Unity Estate in person of Mr. Abayomi Olusile, and we have been doing a post-mortem of the recent rain and the impact of the flooding on Ikorodu community. So before we went on that break, we're talking about the need for local government to, you know, really, you know, be more active, be more visible. At least if they cannot construct road, like Mr. Olusile said, they should be able to, you know, borrow a leaf from what is happening in Ghana. If it is adding road that they can provide, at least make it, you know, motorable, grade it, and then do the drainage. And so I will throw that to Alhaji Lukman Shonibare. What are you doing, sir, in terms of engaging our local government helmsmen into really rising up to their responsibilities at, I mean, for all these communities?
And I wouldn't want us to deceive ourselves in the Ikorodu local government. You see, we have this problem, and we are praying to Almighty God to help us to solve this problem. And the problem is fund. You see, when you look at local government, there was a time when this local government was to be divided into
six. Yeah.
But our late Oba, I'm bold to say it, our late Oba refused bluntly and decided it should be the local government should remain one. And more so, when this issue of LCDA came up, we later agreed to have 5 LCDA plus 1 local government. And you see, when you look at the government, by the time that was to be done, other local governments were also created. But we did not allow any local government to be created
That was before the LCDA.
Yes, before the LCDAs. And what happened now is that the fund given to Ikorodu local government
as one local government.
And this one, the money given to one local government will now be divided into six. That should tell you that we have problems of fund. And that I know for sure that is hampering
their performance.
Because by the time they go out to collect money from maybe the allocation, discover that the allocation will not be enough to pay their ad hoc salary, the salary of the ad hoc staff alone.
Talk less of embarking on
any project. Let us face the reality and let's talk to ourselves the truth. And if we're not waiting for local, I'm not saying that.
Is that to say that they cannot really help at all?
Yes.
Is it that they don't get any money
I'm
at all?
I'm telling you, the present local government will not be able to carry out anything. I'm about to say this that they
but,
cannot.
Let me learn.
Okay. You see, the issue with IGR, but nobody has not told them, go inwards
and
increase your IGR. They are now trying to go about collecting taxes, rates,
which stocks. They have always been collecting, sir.
But, I mean, what we are told that the money collected from these rates and whatever will not be able to even do anything. That they are not even enough to add to whatever is given from Lagos State government to pay the ad hoc staff. And by so doing, they will not be able to carry out any project. And more so, let me tell you, we have a problem. The issue with this election of this local government is also hampering the development of our area.
In what way, sir?
Fine. Most of these elected EAs.
Appointed.
Yeah. I mean, appointed EAs and appointed solicitors. They are not given the power. I'm saying it. You can call any of them and ask.
Yeah.
They are not given any power to embark on any project.
I think it was clearly stated by the governor.
Yes, that they are not given power to embark on any project. So unless we have elected local government, chairman, that can go about using their green barrow to approve some projects or to appeal to well-meaning indigenous of the town to assist in most of these projects, unless we have that is when the local government, I will not come here to start saying, okay,
so in reality,
we'll appeal to local government. They will not, for now, they will not be able to do anything. That I know for sure. I will engage, let me give you an example. We'll engage the council treasurer sometimes, the local government council treasurer sometimes. And the man was just telling me so many things. We are sorry for them. We're sorry for them. So that's why we said, okay, I will personally appeal to Lagos. Lagos State government can still do better. Let us hammer it on Lagos State. Look at the 114 roads.
Yes.
The roads we are talking about cannot be part of the local the inner road. Because what the 114 roads is just inner roads of not more than 600 meters each. And the road we are talking about is well over close to almost about 6-7 kilometers. Right from Chegamu Road to Ishawu. Almost about 7 kilometers.
So it's a road project can be undertaken by the state government.
But what we're saying is we are appealing to state government to probably, if it's only palliative measures, so that people in that area will also probably feel the presence of government in that area. Like the chairman said, they are also paying taxes. And they even register, I mean, as CDA, we pay to government, we pay a renewal fee of 5,000 naira yearly, and we pay 2,500 naira annual fee to local government, and 2,500 naira to CDC. And this they must be able to get in return.
Something
for what they are also doing. Apart from that, they are also spending their personal money to alleviate their problem. To solve most of this problem, government should please come and assist people of Eyita Ojokoro. I know they are suffering, and I pray that Almighty God will come to their aid, and the government also come to their aid, so that this problem can be reduced, at least to a certain level.
Amen. On a final note, your parting note, sir, Mr. Olushile.
Thank you, Kweju. The issue that we are discussing now actually has been long overdue. It's a constant norm every year in, year out. We discuss Eyita Ojokoro. I think for this time, I'm appealing on Governor Ambode to please come to our rescue. I don't want to talk about the local government issue. We all know we are all in Nigeria. So I think we are in a changing government, and a lot of expectations are there from the people. That since it's a change government, you know, all offices of the government would work. So we want to pray that Honorable Agunbiade has promised us that something will be done very, very soon. We are not only relying on the Fort Mainland Bridge, and that is why my CDC chairman is actually hammering and imploring the you know, the Lagos State government to see what they can at least
do in a form of palliative
measure. Yes, good drainage, good road, and then, you know, we'll be home and dry. On our own, we've tried our best to see that at least we are securing the environment, and that is to say the security issue. Even on electrification, I will tell you, most of those cables you see that's, you know, wired around that place, the so-called poles, are done by the community. So for that, at least community people are trying on their own. So we want the government to reciprocate our gesture by at least giving us a good road. Thank you, and God bless you.
Amen. Let us hope that those who are concerned in positions of authority at the local, state, and probably the federal level are listening to this program, and they will take our appeal and do something very cogent about it. It's been Issues Around Us in Ikorodu on Ikorodu Oga Radio, and my guest in the studio has been Alhaji Lukman Shonibare, the CDC Chairman, Ikorodu LGA, and Mr. Olushile Abayomi, who is the Unity Estate of Ojokoro, Eyita, Ojokoro, CDA Chairman. And together we have been doing a postmortem, like I said, of the impact of the flood across Ikorodu Division. This is our package for you on this program today. Please keep listening to Ikorodu Oga Radio. Tune in and keep a tab on us at www.ikoroduradio.com. My name is Peju Akinyemi. I am your regular host. Until we come your way again with another interesting topic with another very distinguished guest in the studio, I say bye for now.
Here at last is the next big thing in town. It's Ikorodu Oga Radio, a social media and community radio platform like no other. For the best of programming, community news, quality music, and entertainment, we are the best. We are ahead of others, always ahead. Listen to us via www.ikoroduradio.com. Ikorodu Radio, always on top.